This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning in to WRFL Lexington. It's 4 o'clock, and you're listening to Green Talks, where we explore the people and projects that are using the environmental stewardship fee to promote sustainability in the UK community. I'm your host, Lauren Thomas, and I'm the current director of outreach for the Student Sustainability Council. The funding for the projects featured on our show comes from the environmental stewardship fee, a $4 fee that every UK student pays along with tuition each semester. The ESF, which is expected to generate approximately $190,000 by the end of the school year, is distributed by the Student Sustainability Council, hereafter the SSC, for various projects that enhance the culture of sustainability here at the University of Kentucky. This week, I am joined by Ruth Dyke and Manon Lefebvre, right? There we go. Both of whom are students working to put on the Dimensions of Political Ecology Conference, or DOPE. Thank you guys so much for coming on.
Thank you for having
us. Yeah, thanks.
So can you give me a general overview about what political ecology is as a discipline?
Yes, I'm going to take that one. This is Manon. So political ecology, it is a field of study that is interested in the economic, environmental, and social spheres of life and the ways they interact with each other. So basically, the interaction of humans in the environment and the politics of how that plays out, and then also specifically looking at things like structural inequality, gender, race, history, economics, how those are all interrelated and part of the environment. So working to destabilize the human-environment separation.
Awesome. So the conference is put on by the Political Ecology Working Group, or PEWG. Can you guys go into what that group does on campus?
Yeah, I'll take that one. My name, this is Ruth. So PEWG is basically a collaboration that was started back in 2010, I think, originally. Basically, the geography department hosted a graduate seminar that was really, really popular with graduate students from across different disciplines, geography, anthropology, sociology, and they were like, oh my goodness, political ecology is amazing. So they were really, really excited about it. And they put together this political ecology working group for it. And from that, I think that seminar was fall of 2010. And about a year later, in the spring of 2011, they actually put on the first conference. So that was in 2011. And we still do that today. So we're interested in discussing issues around political ecology and putting on the conference. And we're very interdisciplinary. So we have lots of students from anthro, geography, sociology, philosophy, just social theory, all different things. Yeah.
Awesome. So can you give me an overview of the DOPE conference itself, what it goes over, and what it's like to be there?
Yeah, so the DOPE conference is actually the only conference worldwide that is specifically held annually and for the purpose of talking about political ecology. So we kind of have an exciting thing to host here at.
Well, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, yeah.
The only one globally for political ecology.
That's
wow.
Actually hosted annually. Yeah, there's some are happening like here and there, but not happen like every single year.
Yeah, I guess also a lot of conferences are like discipline specific, whereas political ecology is not really a discipline. It's like a cross section of many disciplines. So that's probably part of it, too.
Right. Yeah. It's just like a way of looking at human environment interactions. So we started in 2011, like I said, we had about 119 participants then. Last year we had over 300, and we hope to have about the same number this year. It's internationally recognized. People come from all over the world, lots of people from Europe. Last year we also had registrants from China and Australia. And it's a great way to sort of put the University of Kentucky on the map. And it's held at the end of February every year here. So this year it'll be Friday, February 24th through Saturday, February 25th, from the morning until the night, from both days.
That's awesome. So where on campus is it taking place?
It's going to be in the Patterson Hall for the majority of registration and breakout sessions. And then all of the invited speakers will be in the Gatton Auditorium. So that's the welcome address, the plenary, and the keynote.
Awesome. So you mentioned the plenary and the keynote. Can you go into who some of those speakers are this year?
Oh, can I talk about the keynote?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just really excited about the keynote. It's a scholar from UCLA named Dr. Sandra Harding. Is this the name of the keynote?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the name is A Philosophy of Science for the 21st Century, Feminist and Periphery Issues. Dr. Harding is a very well-known feminist scholar and feminist philosopher of science who works on a lot of different things, including feminist and post-colonial theory, epistemologies, research methodologies, like critical methodology, and philosophy of science and feminist science studies. She's been around a long time, but she is one of the founders of the whole discipline of feminist science studies. So she's a big deal, and it's very cool that she's coming. I am really excited to meet her, and she's written lots of books. She wrote The Feminist Question in Science, which is really well known, and she just came out with a new book this year, or last year, called, I think it's called Objectivity and Diversity.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very yeah, cool. We're also really excited about the keynote. So Paul Robbins is going to come and speak.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of people know him. He wrote one of the most well-known textbooks on political ecology. And he is going to be discussing a language for ecological trauma, politics, and that which is suppressed. So he's a really big name. We really want undergraduates to come out and sort of get a taste for what political ecology is, because he's a very engaging speaker as well as a writer. So we're excited about people coming to that. It's Friday at 1:45.
And he's also one of the founders of political ecology as we know it. Like, he was instrumental in early, writing on political ecology. And actually, he's the one who defined political ecology as a community of practice instead of an academic discipline, which I always thought was a really good way to think about it. So he's cool.
Awesome. So how many years has the conference been going on?
7 years. So this will be the 7th year that it's going on.
That's awesome. That's great. So what is the general makeup of the attendees?
Yeah. So we have a lot of graduate students that go every year. It's mostly graduate students, actually, but it's also a lot of faculty members being the discussants on panels and organizing different things. It's actually, I think DOPE is a perfect conference for anybody attending their first conference, just because it's pretty small, and so you can actually see people multiple times. It's not like a big national, American Anthropology Association conference where there's going to be thousands of people and you're going to be overwhelmed just by, stepping into the convention center.
Mm-hmm.
It's much more intimate, and you can actually have one-on-one conversations with these really big names in the field, like Sandra Harding, like Paul Robbins, to get feedback on your own work, which is awesome. So, yeah, it's mostly graduate students, some faculty members, some undergrads come. And we actually put the undergrads into an undergraduate symposium, so they actually feel a little bit more comfortable talking together, and invite them to a lunch on Friday as well. So just to promote collegiality and say, yeah, this is probably the first time you're presenting, but, we welcome you and we want you to be here.
I'll go ahead and give my little stamp of approval on that. It was my first conference when I went last year, and I was really newly involved with the sort of sustainability scene on campus, and so I honestly didn't really know the scale of DOPE. I sort of just took it for another event on campus. I knew it was bigger than that, but when I went, I was meeting all of these faculty from across the world. Honestly, I met one person, like you said, from Britain, and a lot of people from all over the nation, as far as California and Arizona and all of that. And it really took me by surprise, but like you said, it wasn't intimidating or anything like that. Everyone was so friendly, and just the air about it was really cool. And having been to other conferences after that, I still think that DOPE is probably one of the favorite ones that I've attended. And so just to give a little plug to that.
Thank you so much.
So you're going then?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So I also love to point out that there's a lot of food involved. So most conferences do not involve, don't give you free food. But dope, we, because of the SSC, actually, we're able to provide breakfast on Friday and Saturday, a really swanky reception on Friday, coffee throughout the day this year, which is exciting, and a snack on Saturday. So,
yeah. Nice. I think that that's the real way to get undergrads to show up for anything.
Tell them that
it's not scary and there's free food.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, there you go. You have an undergrad seal of approval here.
Yes.
So I know that you mentioned that this is the only conference of its sort. But is there anything across the nation that's comparable?
So I know that there's a bunch of different academic conferences sort of like throughout and some talk about political ecology, but they're not necessarily that's not the focus of the entire conference.
There are lots of academic conferences, big ones, where you can find people presenting on similar topics because these are scholars who come from other disciplines. So, for example, I'm in the geography department. And there are going to be geographers presenting at this conference. And if you go to the national big giant geography conference, you're going to find people presenting on this stuff. But it'll be a minority of people because it's, you know, political ecology is a smaller subfield of the discipline. So this is for somebody like me, this is my subfield or one of them. It's really exciting because it's basically, if this is what you're interested in, this is like, you know, this is. Well, this is your show, basically.
Right.
It's like everything you would want. Yeah.
Awesome. So how do you guys see political ecology fitting in with the three spheres of sustainability being social equity, economic viability, and environmental integrity?
Yeah, I think that we definitely hit on all three of those throughout the conference. The plenary panel actually this year is going to be talking about conservation. So it's called The Politics of Conflict and Conservation in the 21st Century. So it's a really interdisciplinary panel from anthropology, geography, environmental science, policy, and management, with scholars working in a variety of different places, from Borneo to Panama to Guatemala to Indonesia. So they have a variety of different perspectives to bring onto this, talking about conservation and sort of the nitty-gritty, like how hard it is to do this, but also some of the good things that come out of it.
And as far as was the first one social equity?
Yes.
Yeah. We have a whole scholar activism panel on pipelines, politics, and the power of local activism. And that is on
Friday morning.
It's on Friday morning from 9 to 10:40 a.m. And that's, I mean, one really important aspect of political ecology is engage scholarship and activism and exposing structures of inequality and how they relate to humans in the environment. So I think, and that often has to do with economic viability. And so I think for people who are interested in activism and social movements as they relate to the environment, there's definitely going to be a large amount of that being discussed, especially at the scholar activist panel.
Awesome. Yeah. And we take into account, like, the economic implications of everything as well. I'm really excited about the scholar activist panel, especially because of how much fervor or media DAPL's getting, so the Dakota Access Pipeline. So we're bringing in activists from Kentucky, Deb and Bob Peckney, who actually worked on the Bluegrass Pipeline to make sure that it didn't happen in Kentucky. So we're hoping to learn some lessons from that, hopefully apply it to DAPL to make sure it doesn't happen.
That's awesome.
It's timely.
Yeah. Absolutely. With the current sort of state that the nation finds itself in, I think that this is a really important step and a really cool way to get people who may not be always on the same page all together in one place. So that's a really cool aspect of this. So we are actually going to take a quick break, but we will be right back with more talk about the DOPE conference. So keep it locked. Welcome back. You're listening to Green Talks. I am Lauren Thomas, your host and the current director of Outreach for the Student Sustainability Council. And I am with two of the organizers behind the Dimensions of Political Ecology Conference, or DOPE. So would you guys go into sort of what topics are going to be covered by the speakers at the sessions throughout the days?
Yeah. There are lots of different topics. Tons of different sessions being organized, but some of the ones that we picked out to tell you guys about are sessions on food systems, agriculture, markets, like carbon markets and those and market-based conservation, critical race theory, and there's also feminist theory being discussed, feminist in the environment, community engagement, urban political ecology. Oh, carbon markets. I already mentioned that one. and then science fiction and climate change, which our friends are putting on. But there are tons of other ones. Do you want to read some of the other ones, Ruth?
Yeah. Political Ecologies of the American South. That's really interesting to me just because I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. And so what does it mean to have political ecologies of the American South? Governance, power, and justice. Is another one. So I've done a lot of work with food anthropology, and so I'm really interested in all the food systems ones. I haven't done a lot of work thinking about the production side of food, but it's always really interesting to think about, like, to critically reflect on who has access to things like organic food. So there's Towards a Feminist Political Ecology of Food Systems, Food and Markets. So, and then I think there's some other ones that are, yeah, so Activisms, Race, and Identity Politics. So kind of like who has access to farmers markets and that sort of thing. It's really interesting.
And then there are also sessions around conflicts and conservation, which was a theme that we mentioned before of the plenary panel. I think it's worth highlighting the urban political ecology theme because that's something that's really popular right now. And also that's something that Paul Robbins has written about. So basically, you know, politics of ecology in the city.
Yeah, gentrification, how's it happening, like, across the nation, but also in Kentucky, yeah.
Yeah, and there will be sessions that are focusing on more local issues and issues in Appalachia, so that should be, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's one sort of function that we've sort of tiptoed around, but I'd like to focus on for a second, and that's the paper competition, if you guys want to touch on that.
Yeah, definitely. So SSC is actually sponsoring the student paper competition, which we're really excited about. Basically, anybody who's presenting at the conference can submit a paper that will be read by a panel of judges, and then you can get actually money for having awesome scholarships. So you can win $100 for the undergraduate paper competition or for the graduate paper competition. It's a great way to build up your resume, build up your CV. And it's actually, there haven't been a whole lot of submissions, so I would definitely encourage you, if you have any sort of political ecology kind of paper out there, to submit it, because there's potentially a good likelihood that you might get the award. So it looks really fancy. We give you a certificate and $100, and who doesn't want money?
Yeah, really. Y'all really got the undergraduate sort of stamp on there.
Money and food.
Yeah.
That's all we can ask for as poor, broke college students. So what would you say for each of you the biggest challenge has been of putting this on thus far? Ruth, I'll hand that off to you first.
Yeah, so it's just very time-consuming, I would say. All the little details of a conference and putting it together. On top of my other extracurricular responsibilities and on top of being a graduate student and writing my proposal and hopefully defending it and all that kind of stuff. So it's been a really rewarding process, but can be tedious. It's very time consuming.
This is my first year at UK, so I got involved pretty early on in the conference, but, you know, I was sort of out of my depths because some people like Ruth have been here longer and have a lot more experience planning, so...
I've only been here for 3 years. This is my third year helping to plan it, but...
Okay.
I've seen two
still,
in the past.
Yeah,
so
yeah, and I've helps. Never been to Dope in the past. So I knew about it before I came here. But yeah, I think for me it was just figuring it all out, and then, also, you know, just yeah, trying to figure out what's going on. And there's also definitely an urge to like do as much stuff as possible. Mm-hmm. And also, as far as attending the conference, it is kind of sad for the organizers because. We're doing stuff the whole time, so we can't necessarily go to everything we want to go to. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, but it's worth it.
Which brings me to, if you are free and would like to, if you have time to volunteer and can volunteer, you can email ukpewg@gmail.com. So it's just ukpewg@gmail.com. If you'd like to volunteer, we would love to have you so that you can sit up at the registration desk and give people their name tags, and then the organizers can actually get to go to the conference, which we're very excited about.
Of course, of course. So that was my next question, is how can people find you, how can people get involved with DOBE, and how can people get involved with the work that PUG is doing?
Yeah, so our website is a great resource. So it's politicalecology.org, and it tells you all about the conference, how you can register, what's happening when, that sort of thing. Right now we have the at-a-glance schedule up, so you can see all the different sessions that are going to be happening at the conference and kind of decide which ones you want to go to. And what about our social media?
Yeah, we are on Facebook and Twitter. So you can find Political Ecology Working Group on Facebook and Twitter. And there's all the information there about the sessions, too, and the plenary panel and the keynote and the scholar activism panel. And then also general information about stuff about political ecology, current events, that sort of thing. So, yeah, there's a lot to discover online, too.
Yeah, and if you can't necessarily attend the conference but would are more interested in PUG, I would encourage you to email as well, just ukpewg@gmail.com. You can email if you would like to.
So one final just, like, push at any undergrads who are listening. It is free to register as an undergrad. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
That's
so
awesome.
All undergrads, regardless of what institution you go to, it's free to register. If you are a student at UK, it's free. So if you're a graduate student, you're free. If it's staff, you're free. We are charging this year for faculty, including faculty from the University of Kentucky, just because it is an internationally recognized conference. And they do get money from their department to go to conferences most years. I know that it's been a tough year for arts and sciences this year, but... right, so it's $90 for faculty, $45 for graduate students from other institutions, free for any student from UK, and free for all graduate students.
That's awesome.
Yeah. For free food
for
in
free
an academic
food.
Conference.
And you get to meet really cool scholars and
yeah.
stuff. I wish that I didn't go to undergrad here, mm-hmm. and at my university, we didn't have a conference like this. We didn't have any conferences like this at all. Admittedly, it was a smaller school, but I wish that I had had an opportunity like this when I was an undergrad, because now I'm a grad student and I don't have that much experience with conferences.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think you can just get a lot out of it, especially if you're an undergrad. So it should definitely come.
Yeah, it's the perfect first conference.
And we're always wondering, how can we get more undergrads? It's been a real challenge that I've discovered helping to plan this conference. Undergrads don't seem to be that into it, and I think that's because when you're an undergrad, you know, it's not as much part of the undergraduate culture as it is for grad students. Like, it's expected that we go to conferences,
mm-hmm.
but people should definitely come. It's a great experience.
Yeah. And it's so convenient. It's right
yeah.
here on campus. It's the same walk that you make to class. And the opportunity to hear such amazing speakers, such, like, widely renowned speakers, is absolutely, like, out of this world. Like, I really can't even believe the opportunity that we're lucky enough to get to attend this for free. And so, go.
Yeah. It's really and also, cool. If you want to throw us a like on Facebook, you can do that.
Well, that's all I have for you guys. Thank you so, so much for coming on. Unless there are any last minute announcements that you guys want to make.
Ruth? Not that I can think of. Just definitely come to the conference, get involved with Pugue if you would like to. The deadline to register is February 15th, so that's coming up. If you register by then, you get your name actually printed on a name tag. So that's
fancy.
Right, exactly. So you'll be very fancy.
You want that.
So please register by February 15th. Again, our website is just politicalecology.org. All the information is on there. And if you have any questions, feel free. You can email us, ukpugue@gmail.com.
Yeah, and then you can also email if you want to get involved with planning it. This year, it's not too late, but it's, you know, maybe too late. But there's always next year. There's always yes. next year.
Yes.
So, you know, that's something you can do, too.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on again. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Can't wait for the conference. It's going to be a really cool one. So just for some final announcements, the applications for the Summer Sustainability Fellowships are still open. You can find those applications on the undergraduate research page at UK. And as usual, any member of the University of Kentucky community can submit a proposal to the Student Sustainability Council to receive funding support from the Environmental Stewardship Fee. All SSE meetings are open to the public and are announced on our website. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at UKYSSC. And I will be around next week for another installment of Green Talks. And until then, thanks for listening and keep it locked.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.fm and, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to WRFL.fm/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.